This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Why do we keep falling for extroverted leaders? And then we pressure introverted leaders to ape that same loud, bombastic, attention-grabbing style. This style is a performance of dominance. You need to dominate the conversation, dominate the attention in the room and the people in it. This is a throwback to our primate origins. As humans, we have other options now, and we know our preference for introverted or extroverted leaders is mostly culturally determined. Asian cultures prefer quieter leaders. They consider them wise. America, 150 years ago, was a farm-based society. We valued silence and temperance over bombastic leaders and citizens, so culture plays a huge role. But it would be foolish to ignore the biological side as well. It's just more subtle than who becomes the alpha male or female. Now, what I'm talking about is the role a certain cognitive bias plays in all of this, and that's our bias toward speed. Speed of thought, speed of speech, and speed of decision-making. We just happen to prefer leaders who speak faster and make quicker decisions. And my question for you is, how's that working out for you, personally, in your workplace, in your politics, and as a species? Let's go to the research. Studies reported in Susan Cain's book, Quiet, found that talkative people are perceived as smarter, better looking, and more desirable as friends. Not the people who are more thoughtful, kind, or even considerate, just louder. We're hardwired to confuse fluency for intelligence. And it goes deeper. There's other research showing that people who respond faster are rated more intelligent and more confident, even when their answers are wrong. Speed looks like competence. And of course, we know it's not the same thing. In business, this bias gets supercharged. We borrow military language. There's the bias for action, shooting from the hip. The ideal leader is a fast talker, a fast decision maker, and loves the attention. But if you're an introvert, your natural pace does not meet that standard. You pause, you think before you speak, you consider many outcomes, and you much prefer to get things right than make the faster decision. So between our cultural preferences for extroversion and these biological limitations, let's be honest about what they are, you get labeled as less competent and indecisive. Today, I'm going to tear these labels apart. I've spent too long doubting my own decision-making style. We've got this backwards. This decision-making style was developed for the battlefield. And that's one special case that I'm going to grant. Any other circumstance, you're doing yourself a grave disservice not to take more time. But first, I want to talk about my personal experience with this when I joined an executive team reporting to a CEO. In this specific example, several of my peers on the team very unexpectedly and heatedly confronted me about several issues we were having all at once. We were at an all-day off-site meeting. I'd been given no warning, no chance to prepare, and they'd been talking the night before and were kind of worked up. So the first thing I started doing when this started happening is that I started breathing deeply. I just knew that I needed to be grounded in my presence, in my body, in order to meet this challenge. And I started noticing things. All these people around me were extroverts, and they were very loud, and they kept talking and talking over each other. They were jumping around from point to point. And I knew that it would be impossible to respond to each point in kind the way each point deserved to be treated. But they seemed to be expecting me to respond and solve these problems and make fast decisions right there. And here's what I did wrong in that moment. For a while, I tried to cram in all the answers and suggestions and address each point in turn, but these were not good answers or good responses. To provide good responses, I needed to take time and consider each one in line. And what's worse, these responses didn't sound good. So in the end, I did not come across as the leader they were expecting me to be. And the other thing I noticed I started to feel, because it started building up in me as frustration, is they started talking over me. And I finally just blew up. I said, stop talking over me. I need a chance to respond. And things were kind of quieter after that. And then I had an opportunity to respond to a couple of the things, and we were able to move on. After this experience, I decided that never again was I going to allow people to push me into making a decision in the moment when it was just completely inappropriate. This was a personal boundary that I needed to set. As I reflected on this, I really began to see that a lot of times leaders can feel pressured to make decisions in this kind of format, even extroverts. And often the decisions that come out of this are not the best decisions. You know, they don't tend to work out. Business is not war. You almost never have to make a decision in the moment. There's almost always time to step back, do the research, talk to the right people, and come up with your best options before deciding on a direction, like we often think. I think personally that this comes from a discomfort with uncertainty. There's something inherently uncomfortable about not knowing what you're doing next. And that reassurance of having made a decision is illusory. Have you made the best decision? Would taking 5 more hours or 2 business days to come up with that decision have resulted in a better decision? Isn't it better to sit with your discomfort for 2 days rather than make a decision and have this illusion of being in control? So here's what I know now that I wish I had understood earlier. Introverts do not have a decision-making deficit. Our decisions can be much better, in fact, if not just as good, by taking more time. We just have a different decision-making style. I talked this week with Dr. Heidi Kasevich. She's a leadership educator, executive coach. She's a former director of education at Susan Cain's Quiet Revolution. Susan Cain, a personal hero of mine. And Heidi said something I want you to sit with.
Think about decision-making. So the introvert tends to be more prudent, weighing options before making decisions. Mm-hmm. I say more because more than the extrovert, who tends to make decisions more quickly. And that is one area I'm really focused on, because often introverted clients believe that they're incapable of making decisions. And so my work is to help them understand that they have a different decision-making style than extroverts. Mm-hmm. That you're going to weigh options, you're going to be actually cautious. And then I often throw out Warren Buffett, a famously prudent introverted investor, who said, my IQ, to quote him loosely, my IQ is not higher than anyone else's. I just have the temperament to control the urges that keep me from making bad decisions in investment.
I love that. Warren Buffett plays in a field where people constantly get carried away by their fear and their greed. And his introvert's advantage is his temperament, that ability to pause, resist the pull of the quick decision where our emotions can so easily betray us. To the outside world, this might look like indecision, but his $150 billion says otherwise. Science backs this up too. The Nobel Prize-winning psychologist Daniel Kahneman, who has spent his career studying cognitive biases, proved this in his book, Thinking Fast and Slow. Fast thinking often feels good, feels right, but it's so often wrong. For simple, low-stakes choices, your gut instinct works pretty good. But for the complex decisions that really matter in your career, in your lifetime, structured deliberation wins. Studies also show that as introverts, we naturally process information much more deeply before responding. That pause before your answer is a natural advantage. It's a natural inclination. And that's your brain doing the hard work of complex decision making. So here's what I want you to take from all of this. The next time somebody implies that you're being too slow, too cautious, too deliberate, I want you to remember something. Fast is not a virtue. It's simply fast. Shooting from the hip doesn't produce better decisions. You may sound confident with an off-the-cuff, confident-sounding answer, but that's not the same thing as making a good decision. Your instinct to weigh options, to think before you speak, and to resist the pull of the quick decision, that is not a weakness. That is your edge to own. I have one suggestion I'll leave you with. The next time you're feeling pressured to make a faster decision than you're comfortable with, say, let me get back to you on that. Let me get back to you on that. This is all you need to do. Claim the time that you need. Everyone will be better for it. If you've liked this content, check out this week's main podcast episode with Dr. Heidi Kasevich. It's out now. I'm Greg Weinger. Thanks for listening. Keep leading with quiet confidence, and I'll see you next time.